Up next is Princess Clary.
What a dog. What a dog. He's a tramp, but they love him. Breaks a new heart every day. He's a tramp, they adore him. And I only hope he'll stay that way. He's a tramp. He's a scoundrel, he's a rounder, he's a cad, he's a tramp, but I love him. Yes, even I have got it pretty bad. You can never tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup. But I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way. Yeah.
And so that was Princess Clary with her massive dogs in He's a Tramp from Lady and the Tramp.
I was just like, what? With her massive dogs? There's, I don't know. I'm tired. What? I know it's early, but I'm tired already.
It's early. It's like, okay.
No, I'm on a normal sleeping schedule again. I woke up at like by myself at like 7 this morning.
Congrats.
So I'm up like 12 hours almost.
So, Princess Clary, the first note I have, and probably the first note everyone else had, was the backtrack. It was very different. In my opinion, I liked it. It was kind of more jazzy and sounded a little bit more upbeat, I think. Although I'm not particularly familiar with Lady and the Tramp too much.
Shame.
Excuse you, Zell. This is like you and Ambie's specialty classics. This is like my weakness.
No, I'm not really big on the classics myself.
I'm more of a contemporary Disney, like the 90s and like.
He needs something that can be set to a pop tune.
Exactly. Me and my pop versions. No, Princess Clary. Besides the interesting backtrack choice, I thought it was an interesting choice for you, period. Like, I wouldn't have expected you to sing this kind of song. I've heard you do, like, different styles but than this one. But I still liked it. I thought you had great control on your voice. You had great pitch control. Vibrato, awesome. And I like your nice little slides on He's a Tramp, where you would slide up at the end of the note. That was good. I don't really have anything negative to say, really. So, Zell?
Okay. Yes, my first note is, what version is this? I want this backtrack, but I think I know which website it's from. I think I found it. I love your voice in this as much as Jeffers does. The only thing, I have two notes, actually. The music felt a little too loud for me. Like, it drowns you out every now and then. And I think you held back a bit on the rover. But I like this one overall. Ambie?
Yeah, I have interesting backtrack. There was, like, that nice little intro before it started. And there was kind of like that little switch when it came in with, what a dog. And I laughed at that, and I don't know why. There was like, I think it was, there was this one point where you kind of like hissed, like you went like you were like smiling while breathing in at the same time. It was like, what was that? It made me laugh. I don't know why. I don't know. It was one of those moments. I had a moment. I like this, but I can't put my finger on quite why, because I really didn't have a lot of notes, good or bad. And I kind of found myself trying to find notes just to have them, because I didn't have a lot. I did like at the end, you took some like liberties with some of the notes here and there that were really small, but they added so much to it that I really liked it. You made it's a jazzy song that you made even jazzier.
And she added that, yeah, I forgot to mention that.
Very small additional runs that you put in here and there that were so subtle and sound like they belong there, but I know that they don't. And that's a sign of a good improv. So, good job. I don't have anything to say.
I'm done.
I'm done.
Up next is Songbird.
Alright, and that was Songbird with Someday My Prince Will Come from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the first Disney full-length animated feature.
Can't get more classic than that. Well, actually, you could, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say. Okay. This song didn't work so much for me. I didn't think the song worked for you. Yeah! I'm sorry.
Whoa!
Time twister. Okay, I didn't think this song worked for you that well. Because you were really pitchy in the sharp sense for me. I liked a lot of your lower notes better than your higher notes. You had some nice vibrato moments, but due to the fact that you weren't in the right pitch or you were like going in and out of it, it didn't really mesh well with it. And that's all I really have. I think it's just, it wasn't your range. It was too high for you. That's what I think. Ambie?
Feel about the same about it. The thing I didn't like was, I felt that your vocal track sounded so disjointed from the actual music, because the music, this is such a light and airy song, and it just felt disjointed, because you were your voice sounded very hot, heavy. I wanted to say hard, but it was feeling heavy. It felt like it was dragging down a little bit. And it just seemed forced. It wasn't very natural. It wasn't very melodic. I love that word, melodic.
Melodic.
And, yes. I didn't think you had very good breath support as well. There were some parts where I felt that you weren't supporting yourself from your diaphragm very well. Yeah. I just think it was... I feel as if you're taking some of what we've said to you in the past about things we've liked a little too much to heart. And you think just because we liked you on a song similar to this, that you have to only sing things like this, but you don't have to. Cause I think that if you had sung something less operatic and more in that range, that's like that sweet zone for your voice, it would have been it would have gone over much better, but this was not, no. Jeffers.
I wasn't ready. I was like,
you thought I was going to keep on going, but then I transitioned.
Yeah.
Passed
See, I'm like eating lunch because this is another bad timing for me. So, like, I went through the pizza pocket and I went through a yogurt and now I'm eating applesauce. But
shiny Jeffers,
back
shiny
to Songbird. So I kind of have the same notes of Ambie and Zell. I thought stylistically it was an okay song choice for you, but like range wise, not so much. Sounded high for you. For me, the parts I found super pitchy were mainly the transitions from your lower parts to your higher parts. Like the word happy right before Forever I Know. That's pretty much all I have. Like, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't my favorite tonight.
Right. And also, I'd like to point out, the one that we liked was I'm Wishing from Aurora, right? The Sleeping Beauty music movie?
Because the first one she sang was Your Mother and My Mother.
Right.
And
then she did, I think it was I'm Wishing?
Not sure. She did something from Sleeping Beauty.
Once Upon a Dream, maybe?
No.
Someone did that. I know that much.
I wonder.
Oh, what am I saying? I'm Wishing? Oh, yeah. It
had a W in it. Yeah. But yeah.
You know, I was saying Sleeping Beauty. All right. Snow White and Aurora have different textures in their voice. Mm-hmm. And Snow White's really up there and cutesy and high-ish. And I think this is me going into being character-specific again. And I think it actually helps the song if you're a little more into that kind of character. Because Aurora fit your voice a lot more better. Like,
a lot more great. Better. That's
like my kind of
ages.
That's like my kind of pigeon English, though. That's awful.
A lot more better.
Wow. I think I'm rubbing off on you now.
Wake up. Okay, I'm good.
It's still early. It's not even night your time.
My sun is still out.
I just came back from a 6-hour work shift, all right?
Oh, sorry. I'm done.
I mean, sorry.
It's fine. I'm not biting your heads off yet. Mwahaha.
Who's up next? It's Russ!
Hum-diddle-diddle-lum-diddle-i, hum-diddle-diddle-lum-diddle-i, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, hum-diddle-diddle-lum-diddle-i, hum-diddle-diddle-lum-diddle-i, because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad, my father gave my nose a tweak and told me I was bad, but then one day I learned a word that saved my aching nose. The biggest word you ever heard, and this is how it goes. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Um-de-little-um-de-lie. So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need to dismay. Just summon up that word and then you've got a lot to say. But better use it carefully or it can change your life. One night I said it to my girl and now my girl's my wife. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That was Russ with Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. A song choice I never would have picked for Russ, like, ever. First of all, it made me, my first note is giggle! Like, when he first heard it, I was like, oh my god, Russ is not going there. He is so going there. You said you're super... you're super on all of your supercalifragilisticexpialidocious with such purpose. It was like super, like they were just so super. They were super duper supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And I could tell the whole time you were smiling. The whole time, it was very happy. It was very happy. It was peppy. I could tell you were smiling, which made me smile in turn. The one thing, and this is just because you're Russ and you're such a classical singer, is you had such good diction on this that it didn't even fit the song anymore. Because there were certain parts in it when the parts when it would be Mary technically singing, it fits, but the parts when it's Bert singing, Bert has a Cockney accent. So some of the words that he says have a little bit of flavor to them that got lost here because you said them the proper way, the way that the word should in proper grammar be said, when in the lyrics of the song, they're a little bit different. And that's kind of what makes the song in ways.
It's kind of like Russ sang it like Russ would sing it.
Yes, like if Russ...
Not as the character.
If Bert was actually, in reality, Russ, like, this would be how the song would have been sung. If it was like Mary Poppins was like the story of Russ's life and he was... I don't know where I was going with this. I'm going to quit while I'm ahead for a good...
Shucks, I wanted to hear the ending of this.
Go, Jack, go. I'm bleeding, by the way. I don't know.
Okay, Russ.
Why am I...
I am so thankful I'm re-recording this with Ambie and Zell, because I started recording up until, I think, the 9th song, but then they started early. But I am so thankful we're re-recording this, because I just drew a huge, huge blank that, like, blew away my previous huge blankness in my other critiques. I had mentally prepared myself for classical rest. Okay, I'm gonna listen hard. I'm gonna critique this. I'm gonna give this a legit critique. And no, Russ comes out with this song and completely shocks me. And my first note is arg.
What a note.
It sounded like you were having really fun with the song, and it and that helped your performance. I pretty much agree with Ambie for the most part on pretty much everything. Yeah. Another failed legit critique for Russ. I am so sorry.
Will you ever give a good critique? Russ and Jeffers just don't see... They're like oil and vinegar. I mean, oh, shoot! They're like oil and water.
Well, I mean, even, like, singing-wise, we're the complete opposite. Like, on Lone Star, she always goes on, like... Come on, go do your Russ and make speak sing clearer and even
I
range.
Was
like,
star this
I'm
week
like
I was away.
I...
No,
I
sorry,
it was it was dramatic episode. It was very dramatic.
Ooh,
no spoilers.
When getting
no
through,
spoilers.
Getting beat somebody.
I'll listen to it later.
So Zell.
Okay, Gert, name and title. Okay, next. I started to smile as the song went on. I had to agree with Ambie and Jeffers in caps. Didn't think this song for you at all. OMG, WTF, etc. Happy Russ for me is scary. I don't know why. It's like a surprise scare. It's like,
'cause he's usually so serious.
Exactly. I don't know if the word is awkward or it's just different. So different that it's just surprisingly scary. It's like, and I kind of like this backtrack. It's interesting. I haven't heard this one before.
It sounds kind of meaty to me.
No, it's not meaty. There's back vocals in it.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely not meaty.
Oh, really? I don't know, but like this, it sounded kind of.
But yeah, you were happy. You scared me. This is the second time you scared me this week. This is the second time you scared me this week. Let's see. But yeah, I like this one. Ambie got the addiction notes for me already, so I don't have to repeat those. And that's all I have. Good job.
Yeah, not bad at all. Just different.
Yeah, it was so unexpected.
Not only that, Russ, but your critique was extremely different from anyone else so far, and probably anyone else coming up.
You dumbfounded us. Dumbfounded.
Yes.
Yeah, my initial reaction when we unmuted was like,
Yeah, it was. She like did it for like 10 to 15 seconds straight before we made her stop. Okay. Moving on.